Allow yourselves to wake up to your own divinity. Allow yourselves to wake up to your own God presence. So we want to remember we've been falsified. In other words, we've been following the voice of the ego. We've been following the voice of separation. And so that results in conflict. So we observe conflict in the outer, but we want to remember that that conflict in the outer is a presentation, a projection of the conflict inside. So the more that we can stay on top, when they're saying stay on top, it's just sort of like, think of the bouncing ball, like going back and forth in duality, good, bad, right, wrong, back and forth it goes. And so that's the conflict, because we keep judging, we keep assessing, we keep ruling void. And so what we're learning to do is to exchange all that energy for the grace of the heart, for the grace of new beginning, for the grace of self-mastery, for the grace of love within, because this is the ascension consciousness that we are learning to subscribe to, that we're taking notes to. And so we want to remember that it really requires an independent voice. In other words, we're going to have, and we're going to continue to have, a lot of energies that are circulating from the past. In other words, shame on them, guilt on them, torture to them. And so as long as we keep up that old tendency, it's like that's the energy that stays inside of us. And so we want to remember that there's a higher guidance. There's a true, discovery of who we really are. And so we are light, we are love, and so everyone else is as well. We're all at simply different stages of truly remembering this. So allow yourself to receive heaven's gift with ease. So heaven's gift is going to be that higher consciousness of that divine wisdom, of that divine mastery. And so you're not trying to change the outer world, in that you're really recognizing that as we shift in our consciousness, as we shift in our true memory of ourselves, as we awaken to our final relief, meaning opening up to grace, opening up to ascension's glance, opening up to our higher witness, that out of this life-fulfilling extremity of our new birth, we create those green pastures. We create our new beginning. We create the new consciousness. And this is the new consciousness that is currently taking hold. So we want to remember we're the builders of consciousness. We're the ones creating. They're saying like the golden light that is going off the charts. And so what they mean by going off the charts is the energy that we all incarnated to it's just sort of like falling off the graph, because as we raise the bar, as we salute our highest presence, that's what returns to us in like turn. So remember the quantity of life that you bring matters. So in other words, it's like there's still that tendency to stay in the darkness, to agree with the old trespassing, to agree with the old signage. But as we will have a heart, as we will maintain our inner glow, as we will maintain our inner light, this extraordinary benevolence, extraordinary change of occurrence, extraordinary gift from the cosmos, from the universe, from our higher self, is dawning upon us, is waking us up to God's glory. So we want to remember God's glory being our God self, our higher self, our true nature. And so out of this golden light, out of this new divine inheritance comes our grand fortune. So allow yourselves to depart from the old lifestyle. So we really want to feel this, that we have, and it's sort of like that daily message, that we have choice-making to see. We have choice-making involved. In other words, this new accommodation is being presented as we select, as we sign on, as we humbly endorse. And so we want to remember that it requires a bit of willpower. It requires a bit of like inner strength, inner determination to realize that, yes, sign me up to be the beacon of change. Sign me up to be the beacon of light. Because as we agree to, it's there for the taking. It's there for the becoming. It's there for the new symphony. And so we want to remember that we're selecting the vibration. We're selecting to agree with the old thoughts, the old consciousness or not, at every single turn. So allow yourselves to begin again. So begin again is, it doesn't matter what you chose yesterday. It doesn't matter what you chose last minute. That in each and every moment, you're stringing like a new set of pearls. In other words, you're turning on your light. You're becoming aware and you're moving into this new paradigm. So it's a new paradigm of healing, a new paradigm of light, a new paradigm of consciousness, a new paradigm of how we reside on Gaia, how we reside on planet Earth. So allow this new beginning to take hold. So taking hold is, again, the choice making. I'm choosing the light. I'm choosing the new association. I'm choosing love. And I'm dropping the past. I'm dropping the conflict. I'm dropping the judgment. And so we want to remember that it's like they're just showing me like tying shoelaces or like putting shoelaces into sneakers. It's like we're making conscious choice moment by moment, second by second, as we alert ourselves into our new discovery, as we drop the need to suffer. So we want to remember what's closing out, what's finishing up, what's literally a memory. In other words, it's really not here anymore. We are still following an old energy, an old memory is like, how would I say it? Like showing your pain, showing your hardship, showing how much you're struggling, being that martyr. So in other words, like believing that you need the suffering, you need the pain, you need to make someone else guilty, you need to make yourself guilty. So these are like all the old energies that are really, they're just not even needed. They're not even necessary. They're not welcome. But we have to choose this. We have to discover this. And so that's where we need that independent frame, meaning that willpower, because we're going to have a lot of energies that are going to be hoaxes, that are going to really try to convince us this is the next right thing. And so you're going to feel that. You're going to feel justified. It's sort of like, you know, it's like might over matter. And so we want to remember it's actually love, love over matter. So we're learning a new pastime. We're learning a new agreement. We're learning a new lifestyle. We're learning a new destiny. So the more that we can feel that destiny already upon us, in other words, the light is already upon us, the new paradigm is already upon us, the new growth and stages is already occurring quite naturally, as we will absorb, as we will say so, as we will transfer our good faith. So when you think of you can't serve two masters, you're either serving the old paradigm or the new. You're either serving the old energy of dualism, of conflict, of good, bad, right, or wrong, or you're serving the age of innocence, of awakening, where we're all awakening, awakening to our golden heart. We're all awakening to our light. We're all awakening to our innocence. We're all awakening to the truth of self. So allow yourselves to be fully absorbed. So fully absorbed, when they said that, it's like I almost forgot my linear name, because this is the whole point. We're opening up to our true stardom. We're opening up to embodying our higher self. We're opening up to our true worth. And so when we allow that worth inside, when we allow our true wealth to be known, we release the shackles totally, and we wake up to everyone's divinity. We wake up to everyone's light. So remembering what you're choosing for yourself, still feeling like your individuated consciousness, you're choosing for all. What you choose for another, when you forgive another, when you hold a heart light for another, you're washing away the pain of sorrow of your own yesterday. So again, we're the ones opening up the vault. We're the ones accepting the grace of the light, the grace of the new association, the grace of the new awareness, the grace of our new beginnings. So allow yourselves to be rebirthed. So rebirthing in whatever way feels natural to you. When I hear rebirthing, I just feel myself as light. I feel myself as a new consciousness. And it's like I'm looking for my personal story of my past, and I almost really just don't even care. It's sort of like, that's not gonna help me. That's not getting me where I desire to go. So again, we're opening up the doors wide. So anything, you can feel your heart opening, you can feel your heart expanding, you feel your cells, instead of constricting and tight and misery, open, allowing those energies to bless it, to recharge it, to open that quantum DNA, and really allow ourselves our true mastery. So receive, receive, receive that true mastery of discovery, your rebirth that's upon you. Allow yourselves to graduate with ease, with love, with great assurance. And so it is.